President Clinton gave a speech that, by all accounts, was received extremely well last night. What's your sense?
Yeah, I think that would be accurate. It seems to me that he stayed very much on the Democrats' message, but with that particular Bill Clinton flair. He kind of addressed point by point in his long speech the GOP criticisms, among them that this isn't big government spending that the Democrats are talking. It's an investment in the future.
Do you think that'll be able to stick to the president? A lot of the criticism, a lot of the old Republican criticisms of Democrats, tax and spend liberal perhaps, seem to be sticking to President Obama. Can President Clinton do something about that?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I did hear Paul Ryan respond to this, and he was suggesting, you know, Barack Obama is no Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton worked with welfare reform. And so Paul Ryan is saying his message is that Bill Clinton might say those things and he's very well received, but that's not who Barack Obama is.
Tammy Baldwin speaks in prime time tonight, but we haven't talked a lot about the man that she wants to replace, Senator Herb Kohl, who's held that seat since the late 1980s.
That's right. In fact, the delegates this morning, the kind of probably sleepy delegates very early this morning, are waiting for Senator Herb Kohl to come in and address them at their breakfast here. In fact, you may be able to hear in the background someone on the podium up there kind of yelling loudly. But Herb Kohl is expected to be here, as is the woman who would like to win his seat, Tammy Baldwin.
And the fact that she's speaking in prime time perhaps speaks to the kind of emphasis that the party is going to put on winning this race in Wisconsin.
I think that's absolutely right. I mean, we've been suggesting that Tammy Baldwin gets this prime time spot ahead of the president, not directly ahead. I don't have the schedule yet this morning as to when she speaks. But yeah, I think it's considered a pivotal U.S. Senate race.
You had a chance to sit down and talk to former Governor Jim Doyle, who doesn't grant a lot of interviews anymore.
No, in fact, he's been kind of silent. You know, you haven't heard from him since Governor Scott Walker became governor and then had a Republican majority in the legislature. So we took the opportunity. We saw him here, asked for an interview, sat down with him. And I really wanted to know whether his silence on the events in Wisconsin should be construed as him just not caring. And he said absolutely not. He says he cares deeply about Wisconsin and was proud to be its governor and attorney general, but just thinks that when people are done serving, they should be done serving.
Tonight, President Obama will give his speech there in the arena. There were plans for him to have it at a football stadium. Republicans say it's because they couldn't get a crowd. Democrats say it's because of the weather. What are they saying in Charlotte?
You know, they're saying a little bit of both. I don't know the answer to that, frankly, and I don't think the Democrats would tell me if it was what the Republicans believe, but I can tell you it has been raining in Charlotte.
Frederica, thanks for your reports this week.
Thank you, Terry.